Welcome to The Cosmic Calling, a podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs and creative souls on a mission to align their life and career with the cosmos. I'm Natalie Wallstein, career astrologer at Soulshine Astrology, and I hope you're ready to unlock your cosmic calling. Hello, my loves. I'm super excited to share a new episode with you today, but it's going to be a little bit bittersweet because I am announcing the end of the Cosmic Calling. I know, it's Mercury retrograde. You're not supposed to announce things like this, but these changes have been brewing for quite some time, and I feel like the current energy is giving me the courage to make the shifts that I am ready for. But first, I want to say what an amazing journey this has been. I have so loved sharing the magic of astrology with you on this podcast over these many years. I feel like I've grown up with you guys because I was 27 or 28 when I started The Cosmic Calling, and now I'm 34. Holy crap. But to be totally clear right from the start, Soulshine Astrology isn't going anywhere. It's just this podcast that is ending. Career astrology is still really important to me. I feel like society takes away a lot of power from us when we are confused and unsure about how to make our living. Even when we're self-employed, we can end up doing things we don't necessarily love unless we are clear on who we really are and what we're here to do, and we believe we can do it, which astrology definitely helps with. Everyone is so obsessed with money in our society, and I still believe that the best thing that could happen is that we get paid to share our greatest soul gifts and maybe even also to do our soul work if possible. But at the very least, to be able to harness the amazing skills and talents that we came into this world with and use them to make the world a better place and have that be encouraged. So much of Soulshine Astrology was inspired by my studies of Lemuria and Atlantis, when people were born into the world already knowing their purpose and having the proper training and apprenticeship available to them to pursue it. Not only that, but they were deeply honored for their role in society right from the beginning. That has always inspired me so much and also makes my heart ache because I know we're still a ways away from that vision in the 2020s that we live in. But I hope that I have at least been able to help make astrology more common, which it definitely has been since I started, and more accepted as a tool for setting us down that path again of being born knowing how worthy we are and special we are. So Soulshine Astrology lives on. Its legacy continues through our courses and advanced training programs at soulshineastrology.com, which are also going through a little bit of a shift right now, but it's mainly this podcast that is being quote-unquote eclipsed, you could say. That is because Soulshine Astrology now has a new sister company called Divine Flow. I have been hinting at this, but it's been a process of really working out what I want it to be exactly. Now that I'm more clear on that, I'm excited to share that Divine Flow, as it's called, will have its own podcast, which is all about trusting the universe and harnessing your intuition, connecting with your higher self, and finding a greater feeling of ease and flow. So I am not going away. I'm just shifting gears a bit. I have been really feeling ready to create a space that goes well beyond just astrology. And I know we do dabble here and there with subjects that are outside of that realm. But as you may know, I have been studying the higher self quite a bit over the last few years. And I have so many things I've been wanting to share that have absolutely nothing to do with astrology or career development, which is really the core of what the cosmic calling has been about. Back in January, I did a group past life regression when I was in Thailand at a quantum healing hypnosis retreat. And I was able to see one of my past lives where I was an ancient priest who was deeply committed to helping people on earth connect with a greater sense of hope and faith. I had this like long hair and a beard, and I'd look up at the stars every night and feel like there's got to be something to them, like some deeper or greater meaning that I really truly longed to understand, but I couldn't. The information about astrology, it wasn't available for me back then in that lifetime. So I feel very happy and fulfilled that I got to understand the stars more in this life. Not only that, but to have gotten to help thousands of other people understand them better too, to help you connect with hope and faith through understanding yourself. And not only that, but I've hopefully helped you utilize the wisdom of the stars to step into your power and own your worth and validate your dreams and desires. Of course, there is so much more I could still learn about astrology and astronomy because it is a never-ending subject. But for now, in this lifetime, I am feeling fulfilled with what I have accomplished and created. So at this stage in my journey, I want to move from analyzing why I feel the way I feel because of like outer influences like the planets to going straight towards simply feeling how I feel and moving the energy from within in a more feminine, embodied, and less mental way. I'm just really craving a space where I can be all of me and not just the astrological parts, and to share my other spiritual interests without limits or constraints. I know you guys don't mind when I go a little bit off topic, but there's so much I want to share that has nothing to do with astrology. So yeah, I also want to host in-person events and retreats here in Hawaii or maybe elsewhere to prioritize forming those real life connections so that we can create our own real life Jedi Academy for strengthening our intuitive superpowers. I just like love that idea so much. So yeah, this podcast is still going to be up to continue to listen to the back episodes of. As of right now, you'll be able to read monthly forecasts through my email newsletter. So make sure you're signed up for that at soulshineastrology.com. I'm definitely still committed to taking care of my firstborn, Soulshine. It's just that now she has a little sister in the form of a new platform called Divine Flow. If you choose to follow me over there, and I hope you will find classes on meditation, intuitive development, learning to let go and trust the universe and go with the flow, honoring yourself, releasing mental blocks. There's so much to explore, and the scope will be so much more limitless. One of the biggest things working with astrology has taught me is how supported we are always. Here is this built-in mechanism in the fabric of the universe that makes sure we all evolve, And no one ever truly gets stuck or left behind because the spiral of the planets keeps us in this transformational process at all times. I can't tell you how many times I've hopped on an astrology reading call and saw that it was the perfect day to be giving that person a reading. I could literally see my own presence as a giver of guidance on their chart with how the planets were lining up with their planets. Even when there was a reschedule, it was always perfect timing. So I have really learned to trust in universal intelligence without always needing to know all about the inner workings of the technology behind the stars and the energies. Of course, I still use my astrology chart. I track the cosmic weather as the planets are moving, but it's really there more as like a backup when I'm not able to navigate how I'm feeling intuitively when I feel stuck or lost. And that's usually because I'm in a lower vibration. When you're in a higher vibration, your problems seem and feel so much easier. So this idea of like raising our vibration, I think, is huge as well, and something that I want to be creating resources and tools for. And it's not spiritual bypassing. There's also a time to look at your shadows and your blocks and your triggers too. But anyhow, now you kind of know where I'm coming from, what I'm feeling excited about, because I always want to share what I'm excited about. And with all of this experience under my belt of working with so many people to find their ideal career, I do want to share some of my final thoughts on finding your calling, as this is the momentous last episode. Oh my gosh. And then I'll tell you more about where you can find me after this. So the first thing is pretty obvious, but your calling is always going to continue evolving. I think so many of us think that when we just find what we're here to do, we can just do that for the rest of our lives and life will be so much easier. Or we look around at other people who seem so sure of their path and we're like, if only I could be like them. But the thing is that even when you find something you love and you want to pour your whole heart into, you're going to keep learning new things. You're going to keep growing as a human and having new experiences that open your mind to new ideas and perspectives. And the world is going to keep changing too, feeding you new inspiration that way. So it's really important to stay on the pulse of how you're feeling, how things are aligning or not aligning, to help guide whether you need to be making a change or maybe just a tweak in how you're sharing your gifts with the world through your work. Another thing is it's okay to be confused in between your career moves. You know, astrology is this beautiful tool for finding clarity, but there still is a time when you need to just sort of float in the midst of the chaos a little bit. Even if nothing seems to be happening for you outwardly, you're always growing inwardly. And that is the most important form of growth. It may not always reflect in your bank account or the size of your house or the quality of clothing you wear or the car you drive, right? You can't take your money with you when you go, but you're always going to take the lessons that your soul is learning, one or two of which may need to be patience and trust. So yeah, astrology can help you get an idea of the factors that you need to be able to feel fulfilled in your work. And that is so helpful. It's such a powerful starting point, but it may still take time for a clear path forward to arrive on how you can physically manifest those circumstances. And that's totally okay. That's life. So I want to normalize that for you all as well, because I know I've been in like an incubation period for quite some time now and didn't know where I was heading. And I had to experiment and feel it out and literally just live life and meet people and go to different places so that I could piece together the vision of what I wanted to do. The last thing is try to stay loose when you're interpreting your chart to find your calling. Because often we are looking at our astrology charts with an idea already in mind of what we want to do. And we try to use the chart to confirm or deny that. And that's fine. It's natural, right? But also want to leave some wiggle room for other possibilities that you haven't thought of yet when you're reading your chart to find your calling. And this is why I've spent a lot of my career as an astrologer trying to find and fine-tune the true core meaning of every planet, sign, and house that could apply to every scenario. Sometimes it might seem broad to say that, let's say for me, my sun and moon are in Pisces in the third house of social networking. So my soul's best expression is to share ideas, resources, and information that inspires others to believe in themselves or the magic of the universe. It might seem a little bit broad, but that's also the beautiful thing about it. The broadness allows me to be able to express that energy in a variety of different ways within one lifetime. And that's the same with your chart as well. You can read your chart 1 year and it says, yes, I'm doing the right thing. And a few years down the line, feel like it's not the right thing anymore. You can go back to your chart and you can find other meanings within the same exact placements. So let your chart be something you explore and fall more and more in love with and learn more and more about over the course of your whole life as you continue to grow and mature. It's not some like one-time chart interpretation that you do that shows you the exact direction of your life forevermore. There is wiggle room even on the chart, just like there are many ways you can express your calling in a lifetime. So let yourself be free to do that. Follow my lead. Okay, so now to talk a little bit more about my next thing, my next chapter, the new podcast, and what I'm calling a sister company of Soulshine, Divine Flow. So it might sound familiar to some of you because last year I asked if anyone would be interested in being part of a support group for entrepreneurs or people in general who want to work less, create more freedom, trust the universe more, and live in divine flow. And the response to that was overwhelming. I had a little form where people signed up to get more information, and so many people signed up. It was crazy. But of course, right? Like, who doesn't want these things? We all want to have more ease and flow in our lives. I mean, I don't know why I was so surprised. The problem is that it doesn't always feel easy to create ease and flow. What I found is that to be able to create flow, you have to have a lot of trust, first of all, in the universe. And also, you have to be able to trust your own intuition. I have been so blessed to have been able to follow my intuition to create a life of flow where I wake up each day at whatever time I want to, and I allow myself to follow how I feel in guiding my actions for the day. I don't have a lot of things scheduled. I just totally flow through life, and I had to unlearn a lot of things. I had to let go of a lot of conditioning, and I'm still doing that. But now, like when I meditate lately, I close my eyes and I see myself floating down a river, just on my back, just lying on my back. And the flow of the universe carries me exactly where I need to go. Without worry or concern. I don't need to swim really hard and exert a bunch of effort to steer where I'm going. This process of waiting for inspiration to come to me around this next level of expansion that I've been craving has been very much like that too. I haven't been able to push or force anything. I've had to be very patient, and I've had to trust that Every bump along the way has been part of the plan, the higher plan. My training in hypnotherapy was absolutely key in helping me learn about divine flow, even though I'm no longer a practitioner of hypnotherapy. Of course, that's another topic for the new podcast. But basically, I am just overflowing with a whole ocean of stories and ideas and resources and information, my third house coming through, that I can't wait to share with you from my heart and soul to yours. And it will all be happening over at Divine Flow. My intention is to help inspire you to open your heart, elevate your mindset and your vibration, and not need to overthink things so much, which I know so many of us do. We'll be raising our vibration, connecting with our higher selves, and surrendering to divine flow together. You can find the new podcast and subscribe now by searching for Divine Flow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen. I'll also put the link for you below in the show notes. Not everything has been totally thought out about this new endeavor because it is even being created in divine flow, which feels so good. My over-controlling masculine side and my Capricorn side is taking a little bit of a backseat, and I'm letting my feminine side lead the show. But I do know that I will be sharing lots of inspiration about everything cool I'm learning about spirituality and intuitive development. In the meantime, you can still take astrology classes if you want to explore how to read your astrology chart, learn how to forecast the future and find what you're meant to be focusing on right now and this time in your life, or plan, brand, and launch a business using your astrology chart, or even train to become a professional astrologer and combine it with your other unique skills at soulshineastrology.com. Like I said, I will continue to be supporting all of those learning pathways in addition to the new ones I'll be creating at Divine Flow. Okay, what are you waiting for? Go search for Divine Flow. Follow me on Instagram at divineflow.co, and I'll see you over there, my dear. The cosmic calling is over and out. Thank you so deeply from the bottom of my heart for the listens and all of your love and support. Feel free to come back here anytime and re-listen to old episodes. Old me will be here for you whenever you need. Much love. For more information on how to use astrology to find your cosmic calling and sign up for astrology email updates, check out soulshineastrology.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review for the cosmic calling to help other cool people like us find the show.